You're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM, and I am so glad that you are. I'm Lise Avery, bringing you a hip mix of swing, jazz, standards, Broadway, and a little bit of just about anything else. And if you like what you're hearing, I invite you to, first of all, tell a friend to tune in and join us, and also to let you know that you can find more Anything Goes on your radio dial as well as on the web by logging on to anythinggoesradio.com. With all the webcasts and broadcasts, you can find Anything Goes 28 times each week. Well, it's always fun to hear from you. So while you're at anythinggoesradio.com, please send me an email with your comments, suggestions, set ideas, all that kind of thing. And until the 20th of June, you have the opportunity to enter to win yourself a pair of tickets to see Elaine May's brand new comedy, After the Night and the Music on Broadway. I liked it a whole lot. I laughed. I wouldn't say I cried, but I certainly almost cried. It was really a terrific show. So log on to anythinggoesradio.com before the 20th of June and enter to win. And speaking of winning, we're going to be hanging out with Eldar Cengirov. And I'm hoping I'm getting his name right because he's listening to me. We're going to bring him on up into the air studio and hang out, find out how he got from there to here in such a short time. And also, well, give some stuff away to you. So keep it tuned right here to the left side of the dial. I am Lise Avery, and, well, to bring Eldar in, here is an Eldar composition that I like a whole lot. He's got Michael Brecker sitting in with him on this one, and it's just remarkable. He wrote this cut. It's called Point of View, and this cut, as well as all of the cuts that you will be hearing during the interview, are from Eldar's new self-titled album on the Sony Classical label called Eldar, and, well, it's one to own. Check this out. Yeah, Eldar, from his self-titled album, it's easy to remember, Eldar. Name of the cut is one that he wrote his actual self, Point of View. And that's Michael Brecker sitting in with him. And this one is, I can't explain it, it's on the Sony Classical label. I haven't been able to figure that out. Kristen Chenoweth's also on the Sony Classical label, but that is for powers that are much wiser than I. All you need to know is that Eldar is one of the most acclaimed recording breakthroughs in years. He's a jazz pianist, and this self-titled Sony Classical debut album made an unprecedented debut at number 7 on the Jazz Week radio chart. It now tops the chart, ladies and gentlemen, at number 1. It's been there for 2 weeks, and this young pianist who celebrated his 18th birthday just a few months ago, just weeks before the recording was released, has been garnering raves from jazz critics across the country. And I can tell you that I've witnessed that myself on the jazz programmers list all the exclamation points next to Eldar's name would, well, just take up an entire page on my computer. He's been wowing audiences across the nation at top jazz venues. He's going to be at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola this week. We're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Eldar. He left his native Kyrgyzstan, I hope I'm getting that right, for the United States in 1998. Well, he is astonishing the jazz world, and Anything Goes is pleased to welcome Eldar to the WFDU-FM studios. Good morning, Eldar.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming in on this
hot
day.
It's a pleasure for me to be on your show.
Well, thank you very much. You got all the way to Jersey.
All the way to Jersey, yeah.
Where are you living these days?
I live in, based in San Diego now, and I live there. I've been there for 2 years, but right before I moved to San Diego, I used to live in Kansas City.
In Kansas City.
That's where I moved right away.
You moved to Kansas City when you moved from the Soviet Union?
Yeah, I moved there from Kyrgyzstan, and I moved right away to Kansas City when I was about 10, for the purpose of studying the music and living the music that I love.
And so you were born, and you pronounce that for me again, Eldar.
Kyrgyzstan.
Okay, all right. Is Kyrgyzstan another place, or have I just heard that mispronounced?
Well, it's separate now. Technically, it's like a country or something.
Okay. Yeah, so. Okay, there you go. How did you speak English like any 18-year-old I would run into on the street. So how did that happen exactly?
Well, I guess it's easy to adapt when you're in another environment, when you're young. So I moved to Kansas City, and I went to, because I played at a jazz festival in Russia, I met a great man who said, you know, Eldar, you should come to America, you know, and study jazz. So I was lucky enough to meet him, and I moved here, and I went to Interlochen Arts Camp. I went there for 4 years, and I was living in Kansas City at that time, and I got to meet so many great musicians, so many great teachers. And my first teacher, of course, was my mom, the way back.
Okay.
She was a classical piano player, and she started with you know, classical music, and I was learning the basics of music, discipline.
How old were your mom set you down at a piano?
I was 5.
Okay.
That was the first, you know, formal, quote-unquote, lessons that we had. And she would teach me about technique, sensitivity, and discipline, and just the basics of the music, and how to play the piano, you know, and how to get a sound out of it. And at the same time, my dad was really the one who introduced jazz to me, because he would play jazz records in the house all the time, and it was almost like a part of the air that I breathed. And
like what kind of stuff are you talking about when you say jazz records? Because jazz is a pretty wide genre, in my estimation. So
yeah, of course. You know, it's funny. He had a lot of big band records. He had a lot of horn players. You know, everybody that you can think: Miles, Train, Duke Ellington, Count Basie. You know, he had everything. But he had especially a lot of piano players in his collection: Oscar Peterson, Bill Evans, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, McCoy Tyner. He had the whole section, just piano players. He loved jazz piano, and he loved trios. You know, he loved listening to the trio concept. And so he would just feed that to me all the time, you know, and I would listen to it. And ever since I was born, I would listen to that. And the first piano player that I consciously heard was Oscar Peterson. Yeah, you know, and I was just like, wow, this is what I want to do, you know. Oscar Peterson just blew me away with his touch and technique right away. You know, I was 6 consciously when I remember, and I just could hear, you know, the technique.
You got,
I was just
blown
like,
away by technique and touch at age 6. The rest of us were making mud pies.
Well, you know, and it was, Oscar was just amazing. And then I think I got to a point where my dad was giving me other records to listen to, and I got to a point, you know, I listen pretty much to anything now, whether I'm listening to Chick Corea or Herbie Hancock or Benny Green or Gonzalo Rubalcaba or Art Tatum or James B. Johnson or Jason Moran, whoever I'm listening to, you know, all those players are just great artists, and they paint a beautiful picture, you know, and that's what I love, is that creativity and the freedom and the communication that they create for you. And not only piano players, you know, of course, like any musician, you know, whether I'm listening to horn players or whether I'm listening to Michael Brecker, of course, you know, Roy Hargrove or Pat Metheny or just anybody, you know, whether I'm listening to other categories, other genres of music, in the end, it's all music, you know, and thinking out of the box. I love to do that, you know, because there's two kinds of music, good and bad. And
you stole that from Duke Ellington.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, but he didn't say that. He said good music and the other kind.
Other kind.
Because the Duke was much more politically correct.
Right. You know, and whether I'm listening to some, you know, great jazz that communicates to me, or whether I'm listening to classical music, or, you know, it's all what I like to listen to, everything.
Well, we are very pleased that your dad and your mom had the wisdom to help you get to where you are right now, Eldar. And I'd like to play another cut from your new album, very easy to remember. It's called Eldar. And Nature Boy, of course, is a more of considered sort of a standard than a jazz tune. How did that end up on this album?
Well, the album is really a mix of jazz classics, standards, as you said, and originals. So I think the album really encompasses everything that I love to do in this concept, in this trio environment, you know. I love interacting with musicians, and I have just a blast playing in there. And so I love playing standards that are just beautiful songs, you know. I love being creative and writing my own originals, and I love jazz classics. So this is a standard called Nature Boy.
Yes, it is. And you are tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We are hanging out with a brand spanking new jazz prodigy. I don't think I can look at him, call him prodigy, because he'll probably hit me, but that's what they're calling him. He's a jazz pianist extraordinaire at a fairly young age. His name is Eldar, and we're pleased to have him here on Anything Goes. Let's check out Nature Boy. He set it up so beautifully. I'm Lise Avery. 10:18 is the time.
Thank you.
Wow. Eldar and Nature Boy. Ibn Abez's classic, and off of the self-titled album, Eldar, on the Sony Classical label. And we are fortunate enough to have Eldar in the studio with us here on Anything Goes this morning. Well, good morning to you again, Eldar. Tell us about your gigs at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola this week. Yeah, starting tomorrow, right?
Exactly. I'm very excited about this event, and it's going to be a week. We're playing June 14th through June 19th.
Uh-huh.
Tuesdays through Sunday, we have two shows a day, except on Friday and Saturday, we have three shows a day.
Okay.
Our show times are at 7:30 and 9:30, uh-huh. And the added show on Friday and Saturday is at 11:30.
Right, and Dizzy's is in the brand new Rose Hall at Broadway at 60th Street.
Exactly.
It's Jazz at Lincoln Center,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it's just a beautiful room. There's a great view of Central Park there. It's just gorgeous, and I'm very excited about making the music there, and I'm very excited to have a great band with me. So I'm really, really psyched about this. I think it's going to be a fun event, and I'm going to have a blast, and hopefully the audience will too.
Now, let's talk about the personnel on your album as well as those who will be with you at Dizzy's this week, because they're a little bit different, right?
Sure. Yeah, just a little bit. On the album, we had Todd Strait on the drums, John Patitucci, I mean, John Patitucci, you think of Wayne Shorter and Chick Corea right away.
Uh-huh.
Great names. John is a great guy. We had a special guest, Michael Brecker,
uh-huh.
And that was inspiring. And Dizzy's, we're playing with Todd Strait,
uh-huh.
on the drums and Marco Panacea on bass. So it should be fun. It's going to be fun.
And will you be playing tunes from this album?
We're definitely going to play a lot of tunes from the album.
Uh-huh.
We're going to play a lot of tunes from everywhere. We're just going to play a lot of tunes, but especially from the album.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to play everything on there.
Okay, so we invite everybody to check out Eldar at Dizzy's the 14th through the 19th of June here in New York. And, of course, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets by playing Toon Tunes a little bit later on during this edition of Anything Goes. And, well, you were talking about Michael Brecker and John Patitucci, and you sort of indicated how wondrous they were. What was it like to record with these guys who have been around for years? It must be tough to be in the studio as do you mind telling the audience how old you are? Because I'm looking at you.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm 18 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. What was it like? It was just amazing because their attitude and their positive energy is just great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always inspiring, it's always positive, and they always give great advice, indispensable help, and just great insight and wisdom and everything. So it was just amazing being with those great minds, you know,
mm-hmm.
Musical minds of our time in there, right there in the studio, you know, me working with them. It was just like, wow, you know, I can't believe I'm working with John Patitucci and Michael Brecker and Todd Strait. And Todd Strait, actually, I've been playing with since I was 11 years old.
Oh, man.
I actually met him. Yeah, he used to live in Kansas City, and he's just an amazing drummer. He's an amazing musician, amazing mind. And I remember coming over to his house and just jamming, and I learned a lot from him. He was you know, in the band for, I guess now you can say, 7 years. You know? And so I've sort of grew up with him musically and physically. You know, came there from being an 11-year-old kid to 18-year-old kid. Still, I guess you can call me that.
I wouldn't, but many people would. You're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We are talking to Eldar, the newest jazz sensation on the scene, remarkable jazz pianist. Now, wait a minute, Eldar. I hear tell from some of your materials that Sony actually offered you a contract when you were 12.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's how I actually got hooked up with them. That was a long time ago, but we got...
And your parents turned it down?
Well, it's a long story, but
okay.
I'm just glad to be with the label. And
okay.
It's been a great experience, and everybody's just great at the label, and I love being there.
Okay, fair. Well, you're there. You're absolutely there now, and it's remarkable to have a contract with Sony at 18 or 12 or 48, as a matter of fact.
Right.
So congratulations.
Well, thank you, and it's... It's wonderful working with everybody, the musicians, the label, and it's just fun to have a record out with your music.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are, in fact, four of your original tunes on this album. We heard Point of View, and you want to tell us a little bit more about writing songs for this album?
Definitely. You know, I love writing songs, and especially on this album, every song has sort of a story behind it. There's four originals. First one is Point of View.
Uh-huh. Which we heard earlier. That's the one that Michael Brecker's on, right?
Yeah, and
uh-huh.
I wrote that tune especially for Michael Brecker because, you know, I went to him in the studio and I thought, you know, what should I play with Michael? And I wrote a tune keeping him in mind. And I said to myself, well, I got to write something that that I think Michael would sound great on. But I mean,
I'm sure
and
Michael
course,
appreciates that.
and I'm just thinking, well, Michael will sound good on just about anything. You know, he'll make anything sound amazing.
Yeah.
So this is a tune that I just wrote, mm-hmm. keeping him in mind. The next one is Raindrops on there, and Raindrops is a tune that I wrote when I moved to San Diego from Kansas City, and that's just how I felt, you mm-hmm. know, and I hope the music talks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another tune on there called Lady Wicks,
mm-hmm.
and Lady Wicks is about a great lady who supported me very much, and her name's Virginia Wicks. She's a publicist in jazz, and she was one of the first people to believe in me, and she's worked with everybody. I mean, everybody, you know, Oscar Peterson to Marilyn Monroe to everybody. And then there's another one on there called the Watermelon Island, and basically what I did is I fused Cantaloupe Island, Herbie Hancock's Cantaloupe Island, and Watermelon Man. But not only that, I also fused the titles together, so I got Watermelon Island. How
I am
that?
So mad that that did not occur to me. I cannot tell you.
So I just fused it in, and it's just like a kind of a tribute to Herbie, but at the same time I'm borrowing his stuff, and at the same time I'm borrowing his titles. It's crazy.
Remarkable. And you are tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We are talking to jazz pianist and sensation Eldar. He's going to be at Dizzy's this week, starting tomorrow. So you might want to contact Dizzy's to get your tickets. Two shows each day, 7:30 and 9:30, and then an additional show on Fridays and Saturdays. Have I got that right? Okay. Coming up next here on Anything Goes, we've got another cut. This one's an original written by Eldar, Raindrops, that he was just referring to. And this is a wonderful album. We'll be giving some of these away a little bit later on in the program, so you're just going to have to stay tuned. 10:31 is the time. Going up to 92 today. Again, we could use some raindrops. Thank you. Yeah, Eldar. And Raindrops, a cut that he wrote for his album. And tell us a little bit more, Eldar. And we've got Eldar here in the studios here on Anything Goes. And if you would, Eldar, tell us a little bit more about the sets that you're going to be playing at Dizzy's. And we can tantalize people for the pair of tickets we're going to be giving away in the 11 o'clock hour. You see now, you can take the guy, you take him out of Russia, you put him in Kansas City, and you bring him to New York and see what happens. Yeah. Oh, he's turning red. Look what I did.
Well, we're playing at Dizzy's June 14th through June 19th, Tuesday through Sunday, and we're playing two shows a day, 7:30 at 9:30 p.m. And on Friday and Saturday, we're playing an additional show at 11:30. So three shows on that. So we're playing a total, grand total of 14 shows at Dizzy's.
That's a lot.
And we're really, well, it's great work, and it's great, great experience. You know, I just... really looking forward to playing, and it's going to be a great band, and we're going to play tunes from the record, and we're going to play tunes that are not on the record, and we're going to play a bunch of other tunes, and so we're playing a lot of music, and
it's a great place to see music.
It's a great
place,
and it's just a beautiful room.
And and Anything Goes listeners are quite familiar with Dizzy's, because we give away tickets for Dizzy's on a regular basis, and of course you can get linked to Dizzy's by logging on to anythinggoesradio.com and click on "Hey Lise, what you giving away?" and you'll find a link there to take you right there, and you can reserve online and or by telephone. And here on Anything Goes, we are talking to Eldar. Now, Eldar, you've confessed to us that you are 18 years old, and here you are. You're talking about listening to John Coltrane and music that, well, lots of 18-year-olds are not really hip to. So do you like music other than jazz? You got any hip-hop in your collection? Or,
you know, I listen to everything, as I said. I love listening to anything that makes a good statement and has something musical in there. And I guess, you know, 70-80% of my time is spent listening to jazz, because my dad hit me to it. And I guess if I was to be stranded on a desert island, I'd pick jazz, you know. I really listen to everything, whether it's classical, whether it's rock or hip-hop. I listen to everything. Everything there's possibly, anything that I can get my hands on. So,
do you find that your writing is influenced by different sounds? Like you get a little pop in your ear, or some kind of a groove that it comes from somewhere else.
Exactly. I that's exactly why I listen to it, because I think it's great to be influenced by everything, you know. And you get that into your playing, and you get this, and you get that, and you get this, and your playing gets more interesting, the compositions get more interesting, the group sound gets more interesting, and you get the roots and traditions from different streams that you're trying to listen to, and you're just getting everything and synthesizing through your own mind and creating your own statement, you know. And that's what I think is so beautiful about jazz, because it's you have so much freedom and creativity, and that's what jazz is all about. That's what the music is all about too.
You get to filter everything that in your life experience and musical experience through who you are.
And then you just give it away, and the piano is the vehicle to do it, and the jazz is the vehicle to create music, and everybody just gets together, and it's beautiful, and you're painting a picture right there, live in front of other people.
You just said something beautiful, Eldar. You said, and you just give it away. Is that your philosophy as far as your music is concerned?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just want to make as many statements and to say everything that I want to say. And sometimes I have a lot to say, and sometimes I don't. And different tunes are different, and you just say what you want to say in there, and that's what's so beautiful about it. And you give it away.
Well, the most remarkable thing, Eldar, is that we have, we hope, 70 or 80 years of hearing what you have to say as it changes and evolves in your lifetime. And you certainly have begun with a remarkable album of your own work, as well as with other people's songs. But as you requested, I'd like to take us out of this interview with Watermelon Island, written by you. And would you like to set this up for us as we take it out?
That tune is a fusion of two Herbie Hancock's tunes.
Right, as you mentioned.
Watermelon Island is Cantaloupe Island plus Watermelon Man. So I did that, and it's kind of a tribute to Herbie. And That's about it. Tribute to him.
All right. Well, it's been a real pleasure to have you in the studio, Eldar. I hope to come and see you at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola.
Thank you so much.
This week. And Eldar will be at Dizzy's two shows for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 7:30 and 9:30, and three shows on Friday and Saturday. No shows on Sunday, right? Or you go to brunch on Sunday?
Got
a show?
We're still playing.
Oh, man. Oh, you can have brunch with Eldar. You're doing a daytime show or an evening show?
We're doing shows all over the place all the time. I got to check the times on Sunday.
You have to tell us your website so we can get more information about you, more than we can squeeze into an interview here on Anything Goes.
Yeah, sure. www.eldarjazz.com. And that's ELDARJAZZ.com.
Okay, eldarjazz.com. Ladies and germs, I'm here to tell you, he's quite remarkable. The entire jazz industry is abuzz about him, and I was told he was quite sweet and adorable, and now I'm here to testify. Check this album out. Go see him live at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. Eldar, and this album is really worth having. Every single song, as I just told him, is just a keeper. Here's Watermelon Island here on Anything Goes at 10:40. And don't forget, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Eldar at Dizzy's tomorrow night at 9:30 and share some CDs with you and all kinds of stuff. And, of course, Stan's useless information, going places with Manny, and more Anything Goes. So don't move a muscle.